Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex show. And Alex, well, she's got a decision that's kind of, I guess, weighing on her mind. How long has this been something you've been thinking about?
A little over a week.
Wow. Okay. Which is a long time for you, right?
Yeah. For me to dwell on something, because honestly, it's not hard for me to make decisions. But this decision has been a little bit of a struggle bus for me.
All right. What exactly is your struggle? What are you trying to decide upon that's going to change you?
Well, I have, okay, so if you have seen pictures of me and stuff, if you follow me on social media, which you can find on through our Joe and Alex show social media,
yeah,
then you know what I look like. And my style is very, like, some days I'll dress very J. Crew, Lily Pulitzer, preppy-ish, and then some days I'm a lot sportier, and I'll wear, like, jeans that are ripped up and shredded, and I don't know.
Sportier mean like
crop tops and stuff.
Like a sports team shirt you're wearing or something?
No, like...
Like the Cowboys shirt you wore
sporty.
The other day?
No. Edgy sporty. That's like comfy clothes. Edgy sporty. So, I have those two very distinct, like, I don't know what you want to call that, like, types of style.
Your looks.
Yeah.
Like the way you style.
And so, depending
dress.
On the day, kind of, like, depends on what I am. And so, I kind of thought when I'm more sporty, edgier, I think that I would look cute with a nose ring, but I don't want a stud because that's basic. No offense. I would want a hoop, like, on the side of my nose, not, like, in the middle, not like a bowl.
Why do you think that's not basic? Because I see a lot of girls that have that.
Because it's just not as basic as a stud. Like, that's basic B territory. I don't want that.
How do you determine that, though?
It's just what I've... That's what I think.
That's your personal determination.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I've been thinking about doing that over the weekend. I put this all up on my Snapchat. I asked people on Twitter to follow my Snapchat so that they could weigh in. And I have a lot of followers on Snapchat. I have a couple thousand followers on Snapchat. And I said, okay, screenshot this snap if you think that I should get my nose pierced today. Because I was going to do it on Saturday. And I only got a little over 100 screenshots, which in comparison to how many followers are on Snapchat for me, I felt like was not enough at all.
So if you would have had like 1,000 people screenshot it, would you have got a nose piercing that day?
I would say like 500 or more would have been a fair number to be like, all right, like a lot of people think this would look cute. But I got a lot of tweets from people and a lot of people were like, you know, I don't think this necessarily fits you. Like, I don't think you should do it. So I didn't do it then, but I'm still thinking about it.
Can you get a temporary one? Like, I think most girls with a nose ring, like the, what's it called? Like, it's on one of the nostrils, kind of like that. Like not both where it goes in between like a cow.
But yeah, like, I don't like that. You can get a fake nose ring at like Claire's.
I would like to see what you look like with a fake one before you go and drill a hole in your nose. I just can't envision you with one. I'm not saying you would look bad. I just don't know if it would make you look your best. But I've seen some girls, I'm like, wow, I didn't expect them to get one. And I'm like, that looks really cool. Like, that's, you look really cute. You look really hot with that.
It just, yeah, it's like, depending on what I'm wearing, I think it would look good. And then other things, no.
But our, like, nose, I mean, our job's different. You can do whatever. I've got a beard that looks like I'm a homeless man. It's totally cool, and I'm employed. But with our line of work, you could pretty much do whatever and still come to work. But I know some jobs, you're not even allowed to have certain piercings. But are you also worried that some people might think, like, ugh, like, that's gross that you have a nose piercing? They don't think it'll be cute?
I don't know that anyone would say it's gross.
Like, it's trashy, kind
of? I'm trying to find, like, an up-close face picture of me that's halfway decent that I can put on Facebook and stuff so that people can say, like, yeah, you would look good with it or not. I'm just trying to pick one.
All right, 317-239-1009. Want to hear from you on two different things this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want to know, what do you think? Alex is trying to figure out, like, make the decision if she should actually get this little single, like, nostril nose piercing, not a stud, but just like the little hoop, little ring thing. If she should do that, if that's a good idea, or no, don't even waste your time with that. But also, like, what decision are you struggling with now? It could be a major decision. It could be something, like, really simple, like, I don't know what to wear today, whatever. But we could help you out with that simple decision, too. 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Any luck so far finding your little
I got it.
Nostril pick?
I put it up, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. I'm also going to put it on Instagram and Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool. Let's see. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Hannah.
Hey, what's up, Hannah? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What did you want to say about this? Did you have, like, a decision you needed help with, or were you going to chime in on Alex possibly getting her nose pierced?
I was going to chime in on Alex.
Okay, what did you want to tell her?
Do you know what I look like, though?
Yeah, I've seen your picture.
Okay. So do you think I could pull it off?
Yeah, I definitely think you pulled off. I think a hoop would look cute. I personally had my nose pierced, and I had a stud, and I didn't like it. So I think hoops are a lot cuter.
See, I told you.
Now, do you have a problem at all? I know it's not going through both nostrils, but even with this one being pierced, do you have a problem like blowing your nose?
No.
Joe, if people had problems blowing their nose if they got their nose pierced, they wouldn't. No one would have their nose pierced.
But that's just those things I've always wondered. Like sometimes when dudes get their junk pierced, I'm like, how do you pee? Like, how do you do that? And then I wonder, like, when people get that, what is it called? Is it septum piercing when it looks like you're, like, a bowl gets pierced through both?
Yeah, and like, I don't like, that's not me at all.
But that, like, what if you have, like, a booger? Doesn't the booger get hung up on that?
That's disgusting.
Not really.
It doesn't really happen. Okay, it's a real question to ask. I don't think it's gross. I guarantee you, a lot of people are like, I'm glad Joe asked that question because I was wondering too.
Also, you don't have to only weigh in on my issue. Like, we want to help you out. If you have a decision that you're struggling with making, big or small, even if it's just where you should eat breakfast this morning, you can call us.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show.